From behind Bella's back, Miriam winked slowly at them and held a paw to her lips before turning back to the owl.
Pray continue, my friend.
Right, where was I? Oh, aye, well, it seems that there's this dreadful owl ferris, a six-clawed vermin they call Swart. Do you know what that villain's up to doing? I'll tell you, so I will. This Swart has gathered a mighty horde of vermin. Oh, the rakings and scrapings of the earth they are. And he's after attacking the mountain of Salamandastron. That's why the orc was looking for the otters and squirrels to help out his lord the badger. So that's me news, Ma.
Woodbeak went back to devouring candied chestnuts as the abbess bowed to her.
Thank you, my friend. You are welcome to stay as our guest. When you are ready to leave, I will have Friar Bunfold pack a good supply of chestnuts for you. The harvest was very good to us last autumn. Wonderful news for you, Bella.
The silver badger was nodding as Skipper Joan Redfall helped her to a pause.
No beast can know just how wonderful, Miriam. So, my son fights a war against some vermin horde. That is the way of the warrior. Badger lords are never satisfied until warfare touches them. This Swart, no matter how great his army, will be defeated and slain by Sunflash. My son carries the blood of Boar the Fighter in his veins, and it was he who helped our warrior Martin.
Abbess Miriam walked alongside her old companion.
But do you not fear or worry for him?
She asked.
All my life, Miriam. He is too far away for us to do anything for him. But I can dream, and the spirit of Boar will aid him, and that of his sire and great-grandsire. Who knows, maybe even the voice of our own warrior Martin may reach my son. How can he lose with such allies to advise him? My only wish is that one day he might walk through our abbey gates before my seasons have run.
The abbess felt immensely relieved.
Don't go up to your room yet, Bella,
she said.
Stay down for afternoon tea. I will need you to support me in the unpleasant task I must carry out.
Bella stared at Miriam through her crystal glasses.
You have enough to worry about as Abbess of Redwall. I feel better today, stronger. Leave the business to me. You will need to comfort and reason with Bryony.
Throughout the afternoon tea, Toggart tried his level best to cheer Bryony up, but to no avail. The mouse maid sat stone-faced, neither touching food nor talking to any beast. There was only Vale that she wanted to see. But the otter Skipper Joe had banned all from seeing the ferret, save for himself and those who brought him his meals. Platters of fruit scones, wedges of white nut-studded cheese, blackberry tarts, honey meadow cream, new cider and mint tea passed in front of Bryony, their delicious aromas not even tantalising her. Two of Redfall's squirrels did a hobjig with a pair of Skipper Joe's otters, while the mole maid, Figgle, beat a small drum in time with Sister Wide's herb song. It was all done for the mouse maid's benefit, though Bryony paid no attention. Sister Wide got her voice around the tongue twister admirably.